I don't. He would never have done with ignorance, he thought bitterly. Do you mind a small lecture, then? If it will help me make sense of this damned world, blurted out Bailey. By all means. Skies above. Clarissa smiled. I suppose we seem to you as Earth would seem to us. Imagine. Say, here's an empty chamber. Come in here and we'll sit down. No, the room's not big enough. Tell you what, though, you take a seat in there and I'll stand out here. She stepped farther down the corridor, giving him space to enter the room, then returned, taking up her stand against the opposite wall at a point from which she could see him. Bailey took his seat with only the slightest quiver of chivalry countering it. He thought rebelliously, why not? Let the spacer woman stand. Clarissa folded her muscular arms across her chest and said, Gene analysis is the key to our society. We don't analyze for genes directly, of course. Each gene, however, governs one enzyme, and we can analyze for enzymes. Know the enzymes, know the body chemistry. Know the body chemistry, know the human being. You see all that?
I understand the theory, said Bailey. I don't know how it's applied.
That part's done here. Blood samples are taken while the infant is still in the late fetal stage. That gives us our rough first approximation. Ideally, we should catch all mutations at that point and judge whether birth can be risked. In actual fact, we still don't quite know enough to eliminate all possibility of mistake. Someday, maybe. Anyway, we continue testing after birth, biopsies as well as body fluids. In any case, long before adulthood, we know exactly what our little boys and girls are made of.
Sugar and spice, a nonsense phrase went unbidden through Bailey's mind.
We wear coded rings to indicate our gene constitution, said Clarissa. It's an old custom, a bit of the primitive left behind from the days when Solarians had not yet been weeded eugenically. Nowadays, we're all healthy.
Bailey said, But you still wear yours. Why?
Because I'm exceptional, she said, with an unembarrassed, unblunted pride. Dr. Delmar spent a long time searching for an assistant. He needed someone exceptional. Brains, ingenuity, industry, stability. Most of all, stability. Someone who could learn to mingle with children and not break down.
He couldn't, could he? Was that a measure of his instability?
Clarissa said, In a way it was. But at least it was a desirable type of instability under most circumstances. You wash your hands, don't you?
Bailey's eyes dropped to his hands. They were as clean as need be.
Yes,
he said.
All right. I suppose it's a measure of instability to feel such revulsion at dirty hands as to be unable to clean an oily mechanism by hand even in an emergency. Still, in the ordinary course of living, the revulsion keeps you clean, which is good.
I see. Go ahead.
There's nothing more. My genic health is the third highest ever recorded on Solaria, so I wear my ring.